This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hello, home theater nerds. Welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that focuses on the experiences we have in our theaters. My name's DJ, and you can reach me on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the website underneath all of the episodes, under all of the featured theaters. I highly recommend that. I say it every week. These people put a lot of time, energy, blood, sweat, tears, and their passion into these theaters. And they're putting them out there for us to see, to enjoy, and draw inspiration from. That word will be coming up in a little bit. But yeah, leave comments because they really appreciate it. And like I said, if you draw some inspiration from these theaters, go to their page and say, hey, I implemented this in my theater. That would be pretty cool. People love to hear that. That would be great. Really appreciate that. They'll really appreciate that. And also, now I have to promote it more often. I have a YouTube page. Links for the YouTube page are in the show notes. They're on the website. But it's Brightside Home Theater on YouTube. I now have 3 whole videos up there. And we're doing well. I did another one this week. I've reached my second goal of 100 subscribers. I say that was my second goal because I really just wanted to get to like 50. I didn't think it would do anything big. I really wanted to get to 50 views on my first video. That's up over 2,000 now. And I'm blown away. I can't believe it. My second video, which is just a top 10 video, that one is only at like 200 views. If I didn't have the 2,000, I'd be blown away by the 200 views. So I really appreciate that. I just put out the other video today about I did sound absorption. I'll get to a little bit more on that in a few minutes. But I just go around my room and I show you what I use to implement sound absorption in my room. And we'll talk, like I said, we'll talk more about sound absorption in a little bit. But yeah, check out the YouTube page. I really appreciate that. Hit subscribe. It's free. Doesn't hurt you. You don't even have to watch the videos, although I greatly appreciate you watching the videos. But tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell anybody that would like to give me a click. Really appreciate it. Oh, yeah. And one more thing about the YouTube videos. Let me know what you want to see. I'm not sure if I'll necessarily use it, but I'd like to let you guys know I draw a lot on inspiration. Even going back to high school, I remember I wanted to be an art teacher because I never, ever wanted to get a job doing art where somebody told me what I had to do, what I had to create. I wanted to do it because it just came from inside me, and that is something I was passionate about. So I never wanted to create something that I wasn't motivated to do. All the artwork that I've ever done, the easiest stuff is stuff that it just came to me as an idea. This week's YouTube video, for instance, I was like, I want to do one. I have ideas on what I want to do, but it has to bubble up. I have to get excited and then just go and do it. And this week's video, I was talking to Andrew and I was like, you know what? I knew I wanted to do a video thanking him for the Iron Man that he sent me that you can see in the video. And you can also see it on the website underneath his featured theater, Star Wars Heaven. You can see it there. It's on one of his speakers. And I had commented on it. He knows I'm a huge comic book fan. He knows I love Iron Man. So he thought it would be great to send it to me and thank me for featuring his theater. And I'm like, really? You don't have to thank me because I'm thanking you. You guys are giving me content, something to talk about, something for the viewers. You're providing the content. Why are you thanking me? But I really do appreciate it. And obviously you can see on the video, it is in my theater displayed proudly. I added a little puck light underneath it. He also built his own sound absorption panels. then he installed them in the back of his room, sent me some pictures, and we were talking back and forth all week, DMing back and forth about it, because he was excited to hear the difference in sound. He's excited to hear, you know, what is the difference going to be? Is it, you know, and I kept telling him, like, oh, you're going to get clarity here. It's going to be louder, because when you're not competing with the walls, you can turn your Odyssey is going to tell the speakers they can now be louder, because that microphone is only hearing what the speakers are putting out, not a bunch like of other stuff coming off the walls. And he was, every step of the way, he was blown away at how great it would sound. He actually talked to me about it before he ran Odyssey. And he was like, it sounds great. And I was like, oh, have you run Odyssey? And he's like, not yet. His wife, they were busy or something, and he couldn't run it with his wife around or something like that, right? So then he ran it, and he's like, oh, my God, it's so much better. It's so much more clear in the dialogue. And this is so much fun, because this is what, like, AV Rant will do. They'll tell you to get in, do this stuff. And that is part of the experience. It's like I talk about movies here. Today, I'm talking about hardware. But it's part of our overall experience. It's what we enjoy to do in our rooms. And something like this, adding the sound absorption, and I highly recommend checking out on the website underneath, you know, Star Wars Heaven. I've added the pictures. He did a fantastic job designing these and making these absorption panels. They really are a work of art, and he is quite the artist. He also sent me a video of his Enterprise model that he had done, and he added lights to it, and it's beautiful, beautiful video, beautifully done. But he's an artist as well. So he takes care. He puts a lot of care into these things that he's passionate about. And you look at his sound absorption panels. He even cut out holes in the side so that the sound could then, it just made it very complete. And they look beautiful on his back wall. But my point is like, that is the experience that we have in our theaters. And you add something like this. And he said in our conversation, he's like, oh, I wish I'd done this earlier. Yeah, but then you wouldn't have had the appreciation that you have now. We said that in the Thanksgiving podcast, is that if you could have all the money and get a perfect theater out of the box, turnkey, this is awesome, you wouldn't even appreciate what you had. And it's my listeners, it's their listeners, the listeners that we have, this community, we all started from somewhere, whether it was two speakers and a bunch of junk. And we knew what we wanted to, we had a vision and we built it, and we got there over the years, whether we saved up the money and, or new technology came out, but we've been progressing all along. And that's part of the passion. That is the experience. So when you do something like this, all of those discs that you have, they're all brand new again. You add a new projector, you add some sound absorption, you add a subwoofer, then you add a second subwoofer. You can have 100, 200, 400, 1,000 discs. Well, when you do an upgrade like this, guess what? You just got an entire new set of discs, because every disc is going to sound different or look different in the case of a projector. And you're going to be like, I want to check this one out now. I want to check this one out now. And all of that goes into that. That's the experience we have in our theaters. And that's why, like, if you're sending me examples of scenes that you've seen, even if I've featured it, not that we're there yet, but even if I've featured it already as an example, I will feature it again, because I guarantee you'll have a different take on it. Because we all have different systems. We all have different theaters, and we all have different hearing. So we're going to hear different things. And maybe you're going to hear something that I didn't hear, or vice versa. I get a lot of comments on that. I love that, when people, I didn't even hear that before. And they go back and they just listen to those scenes and they hear something new. Maybe my head just picked it out, but now you're noticing it too. That's pretty cool. And that's the idea. And again, the hardware we're going to talk about today, oh, does it lean into that? And I think not just that, not just the Zepedi, not like it's a big secret what I'm going to talk about, but not just the Zepedi, but the Kaleidoscape and Plex and all of those. They're all, I think they're all ahead of their time. And then someday, and we're going to get to that in 2 seconds, but there is more coming. This is the way that it's going to be, to take a line from The Mandalorian. This is the way. All right, let's get right to that, actually, because it's my next comment that I wanted to talk about. So I got this, Carl sent me this, what do you call it? An article. Yeah, there we go. I'm stumbling today for some reason. Very excited, but I'm nervous. I don't know why. All right. Very excited. Sony is talking about a new high-end streaming service called BraviaCore that they say will rival 4K discs. I can only hope that what they're talking about is finally for us to be able to have a service that will allow us to purchase and download a bit-for-bit version of the movies. So, like, basically, this sounds to me exactly what Kaleidoscape is doing right now. And in my research and all of the stuff that I've been doing for Zapedi, I've talked to a bunch of people in the industry. I've talked to, basically, this is the direction everything is going. This is why, talking to Rob at AV Rant, we had a long conversation one afternoon. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. We were talking about this, and a lot of the stuff is like physical media is going away. I don't think the movies themselves are going away. It's just that we don't need a disc anymore. And the example, the best example I can give is the one I use with Ara when I talked to him when I had him on, was video games. All of the systems now are coming out. You can either buy a disc video, one with a disc drive, or just completely digital. But there's no difference in quality. And these video games are now up to over 100 gigabytes. Why can't, and you're downloading that 100 gigabytes for a video game, which is interactive. If they can do that and make a video game system can run that, something like if I go left, the system has to know if I ran left or right or whatever, and it's downloading all that information and you're able to interact online with this. Why can't we do that for movies in a stagnant environment? Meaning like you just hit play and nothing changes. It just has to play the 80 gigs or whatever it is for the movie. And obviously Kaleidoscape is already doing that. One of the downfalls of the Kaleidoscape is when you buy the system, it's very different. You have to buy their movies as well. And there's other avenues that you can go down. But anyways, getting to the Sony and this BraviaCore system that they're talking about, I don't know if it's just coming on the TVs themselves, or if they're going to offer a streaming service separate from that, in which case you'd need to have like a hard drive set up, or maybe you're just streaming it. And then once you watch it, it goes away. So you don't really need a hard drive. You just need probably like a 500 gig drive, hard drive that would constantly be refreshing itself. You could have five movies in the queue or something like that. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But the potential is there to have bit for bit for what a disc is. And here's the other thing. Discs have a limitation. They started with Blu-ray and then multi-layered Blu-ray. And now we're into 4K, which is, I believe it's a red layer. I'm not really sure on the, you'd have to, you know, ask Rob over at AV Rant about that, or the HD guys. They know all of that stuff. They're the technical guys. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here. But anyways, but the disc has a limited amount of space on it, so you can only get so much, so that there is some compression going on. It's far less than it takes for streaming. But imagine if you could have a 150 gigabyte version of a 2-hour movie, how much more information that would be, what could they put in there that we would get to see, that the only limitation would be the amount of time it takes you to download it. That's it. So it's coming. And that's why, like Rob was telling me, that physical discs are going away, because the landscape is telling you that because of there's no more players, or he's saying there are limited amount of players even being made anymore. So it's going to be harder and harder to get a player. And why won't they make players anymore? Huh? Maybe because they know that nobody's going to be buying these. Everything's going to be streaming. That's why I wanted to talk about the Zapedi. That's not what got me into the Zapedi in the first place. We'll get to that. But Very, very exciting news. It's something I've wanted for a long time. It's something I haven't understood why it's taking so long to get there. Because if you can download, if you could stream a movie, you could certainly download the entire movie, then watch it. If you go on Amazon, you click to buy a movie, it's going to take a day to get to you anyways, 2 days. Why not click and download it and watch it the next day, even if it took a day to download it? The landscape does look like it's changing, and it does look like it's going to everything streaming, because obviously video games are doing that right now. Okay, one thing I did watch this week, and I have started watching with my wife, is Game of Thrones. We started season one, and I put it in my top 10 for the year, but it's one of those things that it is so good. But it takes so long. So I bought the 4K version of season 8, and I watched a bunch of scenes in episode 3 of that when that came out. So then when the box set came out, I bought that, and I jumped around, and it does. It looks spectacular. I have watched the entire thing with Dolby Atmos because my wife and I came in late to the party. And here's where the overall home theater experience sells. It sells product, and nobody can tell me that it doesn't, because the only reason I got into Game of Thrones was because it was in Dolby Atmos. I was in a Best Buy. I saw season one. I saw that it was an Atmos. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not a big fantasy guy. I'm not a big, like, I like dragons. I think they're cool, but the story around them, I'm like, they're not real. I don't get it. No big deal to me. It's not my cup of tea, but I bought it. I watched episode one by myself, and I was like, this is pretty good. I like the story. I like the way it's going. It's well made. It sounded fantastic. So this was 1080p a couple years ago, and I said to my wife, I go, do you want to try this out? She tried it out. She absolutely loved it. And I was like, oh man, okay, cool. So we started watching it. Next thing I know, I'm like, we're 3-4 episodes in, and she's begging me to go down and watch more. The next thing, you want to go watch another one? I'm like, all right. So I went out and I bought the box set of all of them. That was up to season 7 at the time. Season 8 comes out. We watch that streaming. The world goes bonkers because of episode 3 and black levels, and people don't understand. That was a fun time. Now here we are in 4K. That's the new thing to me, and it looks fantastic. One of the opening scenes, the snowy forest, looked so good. It's like very opening scene. They're walking, they're on the other side, the north of the wall, and they're walking through the forest, and there are bright highlights on the ground from where the sun is actually coming through the trees. And those brights are so much brighter than I remembered them in 1080p. So I went and put in my 1080p disc, and they are. There's just such a difference in the HDR in this, and it really brings everything out. And getting to the part where they first see the direwolves, they get the pups. If I'm spoiling it for you, this is literally the first 10 minutes of the show. There's a lot of that fog. I paused it, showed my wife, put on Predator, showed her what I showed you guys last week about Predator and the fog and the green. Well, here we are in another jungle kind of scene. It's a forest, not a jungle. And you get that haze coming off, and it looks so nice. And the deep, rich blacks in the foreground, because that part's closer to you. The Game of Thrones, we're into episode 5, I think, now. And every single episode, even my wife is like, this looks so good. And that's my wife saying that, who's usually just like, okay, thanks, Deech. It looks great. But the costumes look so much better. She's like, their armor and the detail that you could see in the different uniforms and the different metals and the scripting or whatever on the armor and the gold accents, it looks so nice. And it's a blast to do. It's like, we're doing one, maybe two episodes a day. We'll take a day off here and there, but we're actually trying to schedule it. But think about it, 80 episodes might take you 3 months to get through it at one a day. And that's a good time. You know, that's something that's all drawn out. Great Atmos, great picture. I mean, it's really, really nice. Really enjoying that. So that was my big movie for the week. It's a show. New Twitter followers this week. We have Ben G, Pola Eshraf, Ashraf, Midgards, Gadhub, and Amit Agarwal. And those two came in shortly after Steve George put out an amazing tweet. I woke up Sunday morning to a tweet that obviously Steve tagged me in. He said, quote, "Anyone that follows me who is into home cinema slash home theater, which is a fair few of you, it seems, would do well to follow at Brightside HT and check out the podcast each week. DJ covers a new movie each week and breaks down what makes it so special for us home cinema lovers. Two thumbs up," end quote. And I was blown away. Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate that. That's Steve George at Legal Beagle OK. And it, like I said, that just blew me away. I was woke up in the morning and you check your phone and I was like, oh, look, I had some alerts. And I was like, oh, wow. Thank you. Unsolicited. But thank you very much, Steve. And thank you to everybody that promotes the podcast. And let's keep going with that. Gurinder had a conversation with Gurinder this week. And that included one thing that I thought was really, really cool. And I haven't seen it yet, but he made a statement that his theater is under construction. So we talked back and forth and he had a year. His wife had given him a year to get his theater done. He thought he had finished his theater, but he really hasn't. He wants to keep going. And his wife said, okay, on New Year's, I guess you get another year. I guess that was the basis of the conversation or the gist of their conversation. And he said, I guess my theater is just under construction. And I laughed and I said to him, we should all have that sign. In all, everybody's theaters, I've seen a bunch of people with their Dolby Digital signs, their DTSX, Dolby Atmos, you know, their name, home theater, whatever. We all have these plaques. I have a Dolby Digital one. I want to get more, obviously. But the one that we all need is that under construction sign. It's just, that's all we need. It's like, because our theaters are always under construction. And if anybody ever says anything and they say, do you have this? Nope, under construction. Do you see the sign on the door? It's under construction. It's like everybody, to the most of the world, our theaters are great and they think they're done. But in our minds, they're always under construction. And I thought that would be a great sign if anybody wants to make one and sell them. But home theater, always under construction. It's like, I thought that was good. But one of the reasons he contacted me was because he noticed in my theater, I have two rows of seats. And I have said in my podcast that I always sit in the second row. The prime seating is in the second row because I want to have that row in front of me, just like in the movie theaters. When you go to the movie theater, you don't sit in the first row of the movie theater. That hurts your neck. So when I designed my theater, I designed it that the prime viewing spot would be in the second row. I even, when I first designed my theater, I had a 65-inch rear projection TV that I built into the wall. And I got that idea from M. Night Shyamalan. That's what he did. So all you saw on the front of the, on your wall, it looked like a screen. The wall was built with an opening in it for the TV to be behind it. And the opening was perfectly made to fit the screen. So obviously you're not using the TV speakers. It was a Mitsubishi 65-inch rear projection high-def TV at the time. And I had built the platform behind that wall, which is my media closet now. I had built the platform the same height as my riser, a 1-foot riser, and I have a 1-foot platform. So I knew where I was sitting in that seat. I would be looking straight at the screen the way you're supposed to. The people in the front, they would be looking up at it. People behind me, I had a bar in the back at the time. People behind me, they would be over my shoulder looking down at it. But the prime sit position was that second row. So basically, Gurinder said he had watched some movies, but then sat in the back to watch some of the audio commentary, listen to some audio commentary. And he really liked the experience. And he was kind of like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. So he's actually going to start watching some of his movies back there. I think he said he's going to watch his action movies in the front row to really get enveloped into the movie. But to really, you know, when he's more relaxing and stuff and to give you that movie theater vibe, he's sitting in the back row or in the second row. So just something to think about. I thought that was pretty cool. In support of the podcast, he sent me a Terminator 2 digital code. And what I'd like to do, I like to build off of inspiration. Because of Steve George and what he did that's on Sunday morning and promoting the podcast and trying to get Twitter followers and listeners, I am putting this out there. Steve George is the first one to be entered. But anybody in the next, let's say, 2 weeks, I'll draw it next Friday, which would probably be the following. I'll give it to, say, Tuesday, because normally I record on Tuesdays. So looking at the calendar, next Tuesday is the 26th. The following Tuesday is Tuesday, February 2nd. So by noontime, Tuesday, February 2nd, if you email me or DM me a screen grab of anything promoting Brightside Home Theater, whether it's the YouTube page, whether it's the website or the podcast, screen grab that, send it to me, and you'll be entered to get the T2 digital code. Now, I know a lot of you probably already have the digital, probably already have the movie, as I do. But you can give it away. Then you can give it away. So I'll just send you the screen grab that the picture he sent me of the digital code. It's something that you can give out to somebody, a friend that doesn't have the movie already. But he wanted to support the podcast. I thought it was great. And I thought it would be a pretty cool way, help build the podcast as well, instead of just easily given. I know people give them out on Twitter all the time doing stuff like that. And I didn't even think of that. I get some movies and I have these digital codes. So I should start doing that because I'm just sitting on them. I don't even use them. So I could give them away too. But I thought that would be good. That's giving that in a way in Gurinder's name. Thank you very much, Gurinder. Really appreciate that. I know you listen to all the podcasts that we're a part of here. I hear your name all the time over there on AV Rant. Thank you very much for sending that over and supporting the podcast. Really appreciate it. And that's hopefully just that idea is going to promote the podcast even more because it gives me other ideas to do. That gets us to movies and scenes of the week. And we have two. We have WandaVision on Disney Plus. WV Brew on Twitter says, quote, highly recommend, leads are fantastic. And I couldn't agree more. I thought the leads in this, they were fantastic. They really nailed both kind of, I don't want to call them genres, but both atmospheres and acting abilities of the each one. I think the first one was maybe I Love Lucy. I'm not really sure, but the second one was definitely Bewitched. But you got that feel. And not only that, in the theater, I really felt like they nailed the black and white and the sets and how everything really matched the way they made shows then, to the point that my son and I were watching this. And when we went to episode 2, he's like, oh, it looks different. I go, yeah, but that's right. It's like, that's the right furniture. It was like the next year. Like, I think the first one was like from the 50s. The second one was into the 60s. And aside from all the comic book stuff going on that you're trying to figure out here in the story, you also have that where you're looking at like how they made these and what they're supposed to be characters of. And we were pausing and talking and looking at the different furnitures. And it was fun for somebody like my son, born in 97, where, you know, he's never seen this stuff. I don't even think he watched those shows. So I was explaining to him like, yeah, that is correct. And even the way she's saying stuff is dead on, or the way he would say stuff and the laughter. And it was just so well done, and even very well done from a home theater standpoint. I thought it looked really good. I was a lot happier with WandaVision, you know, picture and sound wise, than I was with The Mandalorian. I mean, obviously The Mandalorian, there's a lot more opportunity to maybe disappoint because of the picture and the HDR, and then with the Atmos in the first season, maybe wasn't up to snuff, where this one doesn't take advantage of that stuff as much. So what they did do with it, I thought they did a really, really good job with really everything. It's a lot of fun for, you know, even home theater fans. And the next one comes from Steve George, again, on Twitter, at LegalBeagleOK. And he says, just recently, 2012, he says, at Brightside HT, hey DJ, if you're looking for scene recommendations for this week, I suggest the new 4K remaster of 2012 from the 45-minute on, basically. Thunderous bass and some nice overhead activity. It's awesome. And I own it. I just got it in myself. Haven't had an opportunity to put it on yet as of this recording. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. I believe Adriano even replied to that. If it wasn't Adriano, I apologize, whoever it was. But I think it was Adriano said, yeah, this movie is just so crazy and bonkers. It's just so much fun. Literally just read it a few minutes ago. But yes, that's what I love about this movie. 2012 is just, all right, we want to make a movie where your room's going to go boom. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. What do we want to do? Wind? We got it. Rain? We got it. Thunder? We got it. Everything that you can do and every crashing and the water and the planes flying. It is just a blast in your theater. And I can't even imagine what it's like with this new 4K remaster of it. And I'm really, really looking forward to that one. So that should be fun. I will probably have more comments on that next week. I do not have a featured theater this week. Anybody that wants to have their theater featured, email me pictures at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. Pictures in a description. We'll feature it on the website, and then I'll talk about it on the podcast as well. I know there are people out there getting their theaters prepped. I've gotten those emails. Getting it prepped. I'm going to be talking. I'll be sending you soon. So no hurry. No hurry. But hey, I'm here. I had a great run from the time I announced it back in August, and we ran all the way through the year, which was fantastic. I couldn't believe just like the followers and listeners and viewer subscriptions over on YouTube, I can't believe the community, how big and how great you guys are. It's been fantastic. All right, let's get to this week's, well, it would be a featured movie, but this week our experience is going to be with the Zapedi 4K Pro. And first off, I would like to say how I got here. It was because of the featured theaters. So I featured a theater, I think it was Theo was first, I'm not sure, but I think Theo had it first. Yeah, Theo, I'm pretty sure Theo had it first, and I featured his theater, Theo's Theater. And that was the podcast where I was with Rob. We were talking about The Martian in 4K and 3D. And I'd never seen, or I thought I had never seen, a Zapedi before. So I saw, like, he had some pictures of the interface and how the images were shown on the screen. And I was blown away. I was like, oh, okay, let me check this out. I was like, this seems like something a little bit more attainable than a Kaleidoscape. So I was looking into it a little bit to feature his theater. Rob obviously knew a lot more about it. So he told me about it in the podcast and stuff. And we talked afterwards. And then the next week, I'm doing Nelson's theater and he has one. And I was like, now it's one of those things, like, once you think you're like, I just learned about this last week. Now another theater with this Zapedi Pro 4K in it. And I was like, all right, I couldn't believe it. So I start Googling it and looking stuff up. And I come across this article from Sound and Vision, whom I subscribe to. And I see the article and I'm like, I've read this article. I was like, I thought I'd never heard of this before. And the article basically laid it out. And I got to the paragraph. It's one of the opening paragraphs where they tell you how much the system cost. And the system, they tell you, costs like $5,000. And I was like, oh, well, that's why I don't remember it, because that was out of my price range for playing a movie. I was like, basically, that's like, it's a little cheaper than a Kaleidoscape, but really not that much. So I was like, it was like unattainable. Why even read? I do remember reading the article, but I didn't retain it because why bother? Come to find out, they didn't do a good job in the article of explaining how it can be cheaper, because the PD NAS is their NAS system, where it's a disk drive and an 8-bay NAS system that it doesn't come with the drives, doesn't come with the hard drives, I should say. You have to supply those yourself. But that goes for anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500. The thing is you don't need that. It is awesome. It is nice. in my months of experience with this, they said they were going to send me one. Supposedly, I'm going to get one to try out, but it hasn't arrived yet. I was kind of waiting for that. This was back in December, so I was kind of waiting for that. But anyways, from everything I've read, everything I've seen on YouTube myself, the NAS is supposed to, the Zapedi NAS is supposed to be like the game changer for getting your movies onto the system, because you just put it in and it just, boom, done. Movie is in the system. You don't have to go through the other processes like you do with the Plex. What is nice about this now? All right. Before I get to that, because I'm probably just going to start going off, because here's the thing. I'm not the technical guy. I'm not Rob. I've talked to Rob about this. I can't retain the information he gave me in the 2-hour conversation we had. I've talked to many people. I've talked to people at Zapedi about this. But my overall thing, what this podcast is about, is the experience. And what a Zapedi does is it enhances your experience in your theater. Because for me, what I've wanted for the longest time was to be able to have quicker access to my movies, to be able to get to those, just be able to flip around. And when the Kaleidoscape came out back in the early 2000s, I would have done anything for that, except for pay that amount of money. So now to be able to see this and have this, and I'll put out some videos. I'm going to put out some YouTube videos of the interface. I have one coming next week of basically the screen and the menus and stuff like that. But because of some issues, some situations out in the real world, I can't give you 100% of everything. Wink, wink, nod, nod, if you understand. But what I can tell you is when you put a movie into this and it plays ISO files, it plays straight 1-to-1 BDMV files. It obviously it plays MKV files. Pretty much whatever you want to throw at this thing, it'll play it. And that's without the Zapedi NAS. What you can do is you can buy a disk drive. I got mine, and this was way back in October. Talked to Rob at AV Rant. I said, what can I get? And he gave me a list of what to get. And I Googled that stuff, and you put your drive together, and then you have to download the correct updates for it, and you have to do all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay. But in my search, I found this guy. His name's Alex Caluzzi. The link to him is in my show notes, and it'll be on the website underneath the show. And basically what he does for a small fee over the cost of the hardware. So you pick out your hardware. And the reason I found him is it's all the exact same hardware that Rob had given me and said, this is the best one, the fastest reader, blah, blah, blah. And he will build it for you and put in all the correct updates to it. Because in some case, I'm reading this stuff, it's flying over my head. I'm reading like, all right, if you put this update in, it's the wrong one. You got to go back to update, whatever. Way more confusing than I know, because I'm not a huge computer guy. I built a computer in the 90s, but I haven't set foot inside a computer in years. So I have some familiarity with it, but I'm not a computer guy. And we're going to get to that in a second. But Alex basically ships it out to you. It took him 2 days. I told him what I wanted, which is, and now that I look at it, when I look at the Zapedi NAS, the drive they have in there is the exact same drive I have for reading the discs. You do that, it's plug and play. Like I said, it's a small fee above what you would pay for the hardware itself. Definitely worth it. Check out Alex. And like I said, the link is in the show notes for that. The hard drive I'm using right now is a Seagate Iron Wolf Red. It's a NAS drive, 16 terabyte drive. I am almost full. And that one worked for me. I actually bought that one off Zapedi. I had some issues at the beginning, and it had nothing to do with Zapedi. It had nothing to do with the player. It had everything to do with me and my own stupidity. And here's what I went through, and I'm telling you this so that you don't make the same mistake if you're a guy like me. If you're a guy like Rob, you'd never make this mistake. You already know this stuff. What happened was I bought the Zapedi. Well, first off, I sold my Oppo. I had an Oppo 203. I sold it for $1,000, put it up on eBay, got $1,000 for it. And I sold some other stuff. I sold an old projector and everything. I made about $1,600, and that enabled me to buy all of this. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it, especially in this situation right now with COVID and my job and everything. But I was able to do that, finagle it. And that enabled me to buy my hard drive, the case for the hard drive to connect to the my computer and everything. So here's what happened. I bought the hard drive, and when you're on Amazon, the first one I bought, I can't remember what brand it was, but it doesn't really matter because I don't want anybody to think that that brand wasn't right. But under Zipedia, it said buy these drives. So I picked a 16 terabyte drive and bought it. When you were on Amazon and you go to buy something, it says frequently bought with, right? And it had the hard drive enclosure that you need, a SATA hard drive enclosure. So I was like, all right, I'll click on that 3.0 SATA hard drive enclosure. Came with it. Everything's great. I formatted the hard drive the way Zipedia told me to, and I started putting some movies onto it. You know, family movies, stuff like that. Anything that I could get on there. But anyways, I had about 50 movies on there. We got a lot of wink, wink home movies around the house. So I had about 50 movies on there. My Zipedia shows up. I go to put the hard drive into the, it has two bays, the 4K ISF certified has two bays for, and it'll hold up to two 16 terabyte drives. So I put mine in, nothing. It couldn't read it. Days, weeks go by. What I ended up doing, I'm talking to Zipedia. I talked to Nelson. He was awesome. I talked to Theo. I'm like, what can I do? Is this not right? What am I doing? Why isn't this reading? I go to Best Buy. I just buy an external hard drive. Because the Zipedia has a USB connection on the back. It has three USB connections on the back. It has a 3.0 USB connection on the back. It has two USB connections on the front. You have oodles of space to be able to connect anything and everything to this thing. And like I said, that's the 4K version, the bigger one. It's $1,000, $999 on Amazon. So anyways, I connect that. Everything worked perfect. My movies showed up there. So now I have this 16 terabyte. It's like, I think I paid $350 for that one. It was one of the cheaper ones. $350 for that, but it's not working. So I reformatted it. When you reformat something, you lose everything that was on it. So I lost all that. So that set me back, let's say, a week. It took a week to put 50 movies on there. Okay, start over again. All right, I started over again, but I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. So the guy at Zipedia told me, Raphael, by the way, his name's Raphael. Raphael told me, I'm going to send you a hard drive. Let's see if it's working. Because at first we thought it was the internal bays of the Zipedia itself. But instead of shipping me a new Zipedia, they wanted to make sure. So he sent me a hard drive. That's this one. He sent me the Seagate. I actually bought another one since then, the exact same drive. But he sent me a movie with two movies on it. And he said, try this if it works. Of course, it shows up. It works fine. But this is what I found out. It wasn't the drive itself. It was the enclosure. So I have a Fideco hard drive enclosure now. It's a USB 3.0 SATA hard drive enclosure by Fideco. I'll put that link in the show notes to the Amazon so you can see that as well. So, but the thing is, the first one I had, I can't remember which one it was. I'll be able to tell you. I'm going to tell you to, I'll put that in the show notes too. Stay away from that drive because it can only do up to 3 terabyte drives. So anything over that, it'll load it on there. But it now, for some reason, I think that's the issue. Once I got it on there, the computer saw it. The computer was fine. But once it got to the Zipedia, the Zipedia couldn't read it. And this is my ignorant guess. And if Rob, if you're listening, maybe you know better. A bunch of you guys might know as well. But maybe when I formatted it, because it can only format up to 3, maybe 4 terabytes. Did I say gigabytes? Terabytes. It never formatted the rest of it. So it makes it pretty much obsolete to the Zipedia. But whatever the issue is, as soon as I changed out the drive enclosure, the hard drives worked fine. And they've been working fine ever since. Until I was loading some movies on. My son went to watch, I don't know, maybe wink, wink. It was like Christmas 2012. Let's say Christmas in 2012. So he went to watch that, and I was putting another movie on. I had two drives going at the same time, and I'm trying to put a movie on, and what I did is I don't think I shut the drive down, and I kind of fried a drive. I lost all the movies. This time it was like 60 movies. And that was my fault. It's all my fault. I bought the wrong hard drive enclosure. I did this. I did that. But this is what I can tell you. Now that I've figured out my own stupidities in this process, everything that I'm telling you, use Alex Colizzi, or Colizzi. Not sure how to pronounce it. Sorry, Alex. Use him. Get the hard drive. Get the reading drive. Okay. And then get these drives here that I'm telling you about. And it's as easy as a Zipedi NAS. It really is. Other than the fact that the Zipedi NAS, once you put the drives in, it is a NAS system, so it will back itself up. But once you put the drives in, connect the NAS to the Zipedi, you can be putting movies onto the drive and watching at the same time. Here, you have to do it at your computer, bring your hard drive to the Zipedi and put it in. That's the biggest thing. But I am now up to, I couldn't believe I had this many home movies, but I'm now up to over 300 of my home movies in here. It's nice to have all these home movies backed up because now they're here and I'm going to be getting my own NAS and set, and you can do that. This system will allow that. You set up your own NAS. As a matter of fact, Theo has a Synology 8-bay NAS. That's what I think I'm going to start with, a 4-bay NAS Synology. And that's my next step. I think I need to sell some more things to be able to do that. But right now with just the 2 bays, I have basically 32 terabytes available to me. My entire system right now is I'm up to now? Actually, I've got about 8 terabytes left. I believe between my drives, I have 8 terabytes of space and I'm pretty much done. I'm almost done with all my home movies, but you know what happens? I mean, you love your family, you're making these home movies and next thing you know, there's another one that comes along, you know, a birthday comes up and you get a home movie. Christmas comes up, you make a bunch of home movies at Christmas. So you put them on there and you have them all, you know, it's great. It's great. And to be able to go through them. But yeah, so. That's it. That's it as far as the hardware goes. But now, this is where it gets fun. This is the experience, what this allows you to do. It allows you to flip between every single movie you have so quickly. So there's a setting on it where, say, your whole movie had a menu on it. You could skip all that. Skip the menus. Skip any kind of, like, I don't know, trailers that you might have put in front of it because you were making a fun home movie and you wanted your family to feel like they were at a movie theater. Skip all of that. You just hit play, or on my Harmony remote, I hit okay. Boom. It just starts up. If you've already started that movie earlier, it'll ask you, do you want to resume or do you want to? And if you don't hit it, it'll just start. It'll continue to play from the beginning. If you hit okay, it'll resume right from where it was. There are a few times it gets a little bit wonky. I mean, it is a computer for all intents and purposes, right? Sometimes it doesn't do it. It'll say, sorry, can't start from there. But here's what's super cool, especially for somebody like me that likes to flip through their movies so much, especially doing what I do for a podcast. You're going to flip back and forth. So say you put in a movie and you ended at a 2-hour documentary about Christmas morning you had, right? And you ended at the 60-minute mark. You took a break and you're coming back to it. You can hit the 5 button, okay? It'll take you to the 50% mark of the movie. Just jumps it right to there. So even if you miss that resume button, just hit the 5, either on the Zipedi remote or on your Harmony remote. Once you're there, say it was actually at the 58-minute mark. Well, you hit the 5, it's a 2-hour movie, it's going to take you to 60. There's a button to go back a minute. You bump, bump, right back a minute. But say it was 57 minutes and 40 seconds. There's also a 10-second button. So you can go bump, 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 and you're right there. Bang. If you get to a really great scene, like, you know, one of your kids is opening a gift and you really wanted to see that again, hit the 1-minute mark back. Boom. Or 20 seconds back, two bumps. It makes moving through movies so much better, so much nicer. And you have every movie right there at your fingertips with whatever cover art you want to put in. But say you were to use a movie, one of the modern movies that's out now on Blu-ray, 4K, whatever. It actually pulls up its own artwork right from IMDb. Whether you have the movie or not in the drive, if you take the bay out and the movie's not there, it'll still tell you everything you have. But when you go to play it, it'll say, please insert drive or get that movie. It makes the experience in the room so much more attainable, so quick. But now let's get to the most important part. If this looks like junk and sounds like junk, who cares? It doesn't. I've had the debate with Rob. I said it looks better than my Blu-ray player. And I have a Panasonic 820. So he said that's impossible because it's one for one, bit for bit. How could it? And I said, I don't know. You're the expert. But why do they have different levels of Blu-ray players? Don't some look better than others? I don't know, right? And I did. I freely admitted to Rob. I said, it could be just me. I paid $1,000 for this. Of course I'm going to say it looks better. But here's the overall point. And Rob agreed with this. It's that close. Maybe it's not better. Maybe you would see something different. Maybe it's a little bit better. But it's in the ballpark of a Panasonic UDP 820. Now, I am running it through my Sony projector. Those of you with the JVC projectors, from what I understand, it doesn't pass along the tone mapping that it needs, you know, that your projector needs, the information to do the proper tone mapping. So that might be a downfall for people like that. I've talked to people that aren't crazy about the tone mapping in a JVC. Okay, that's fine. The Zepedi looks great. It looks, I mean, I'm not even saying great. It looks fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love the picture. The sound actually, and I said this to him as well. There was a movie. We all know the movie did not come out very well. It sounded better. Again, I don't know how. I don't know why, but this is my perception. Maybe it's because I spent $1,000 on this. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. But the overall experience has been enhanced so much in my theater by this Zepedi that I cannot wait for that Sony, that new Sony core system, whatever they have, where you're going to be able to download 4K movies. There are things to come from Zepedi. There are rumors. They're getting closer to the Kaleidoscape. You're going to start to be able to download actual real movies to this, maybe. I don't know. That's just a rumor. One I did hear that is closer to fact is that it will be getting Dolby Vision come March. I did hear that one. From a pretty good source in all of my travels. I've heard it from multiple people, but and now we're getting closer to March. It sounds like it's a real deal. And even my Pro 4K will be able to do it. It's going to get an update and be able to process Dolby Vision for those of you that have TVs that can do that. It's not really going to change much for me. I don't do Dolby Vision through the Sony projector, but for you out there, that's coming. That's fantastic. And I can't give a better endorsement than this. If it comes out with a new upgrade that I can't get it just in an update, I have to get a new piece of equipment, I'm getting it. I am that excited for this. I'll show you in the video, I will show you the different backgrounds. There's a red background that it comes with. But if you write in and give them a review on their website, on Zepedi's website, they will send you the silver background. I love that. I love the silver background. It's a little bit more refined. There's a little bit better highlights to the movies themselves. So you'll have the icon of the movie, but then there's a little reflection underneath each movie. That's really cool. Makes it a little bit 3D. I'll show you that in the YouTube. There's so much. It's so cool. It's so much fun. And you don't have to get up and put in your disc anymore. They're just right there. All those movies you have on disc, instead of getting up and having to put them in, you just have them at your fingertips right there. And then being able to jump back and forth through the movies and be able to really focus in and enjoy different scenes. I've also heard on other podcasts, there's ways to make movie. And a lot of you guys might already know this because it's going on with the Plex system and everything, that you can actually make your own clips and save them to here. Oh, that's another thing you can do. All of the there's places online you can go and download trailers. Download these trailers to watch on your computer. You save them to your hard drive. Well, now they play in your theater with full Atmos if they have them. All those Dolby test scenes that Dolby puts out where you can download them, and I've seen the websites. How do I get this to play on my Panasonic? How do I get this to play here? Guess what? The Zapedi will play it. I have a folder. I'll put that one out. I'll probably be YouTubing that one because that's advertisement for Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. It's fantastic. And made my own coming soon folder on the Zapedi that has the Batman. It has Top Gun 2, the new one coming out, the trailer for that. So much great stuff that I can't express enough how fun this makes having a home theater. And we all know how much fun our home theaters are now, but this just takes it to another level. And I guess the last thing I would say, there's probably a ton of other stuff I want to say. Again, I'm not the nuts and bolts guy. I don't know the technical specs of everything. I'm more about the experience, and that's what this one is about. That's what this is about. And I think this heightens the experience. So does the Kaleidoscape. But that's a lot more money, and that has its own limitations. I think the Zapedi systems, whichever one you get, the Pro 4K is ISF certified. So that one there, I had to have that because I knew I'd be getting the best picture and sound. But from what I understand, there's not a big drop off in either of that situation when you go down to the lower ones, which are, I think there's a Duo and that's like $350. The Mini, I actually bought a Mini, and it's a little bit of work to install that and get it to connect to the Zapedi. And I'm kind of taking a break because I've been working. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that this stuff doesn't come easy to me. So it's been a lot of different stresses on me at time to time. So I'm putting that away for now, and I'll get to it later and I'll tell you guys about it for sure. But even talking to Raphael at Zapedi, he's like, no, the 4K is definitely better picture and sound than the Mini, but the ones above it are a little bit better than the Mini, even though the Mini will still play 4K with the HDR and all of that. But the processing is just a little bit better in Zapedi Pro and the other ones. And I think the Zapedi Pro is even better than the ones above it. My idea was to do all of these and be able to buy. I was going to buy all of them and then return the ones that I didn't want. But it was a little bit more work. But I've gotten through that. If anybody has any questions, you can email me. I can make this a lot shorter than what I went through. Like I said, I started this in October. It's been quite the journey. I'm enjoying every minute of it. It is really exciting. And everything that's to come is very, very exciting with all of the stuff, either from Zapedi, streaming movies. Physical media to me has always been the way to go because that was the best possible way to get the best picture and best sound. But what if that's actually going to become a limitation? There are reports that it already is a limitation. I don't want to get into that today because this is about the Zapedi. Physical media is going to become the limitation, and we're going to be looking back on it going, wow, we just remember when we thought that was the best. And I don't think it's that far away. So, all right. I guess that's it. There will be more to come on this. I am going to make YouTube videos on a bunch of stuff. Any questions you have, send them in. Let me know, and I'll get them out there, and I'll make YouTube videos about it. Like I said, there's limitations as to what I can and can't show, but hey, let me know. You know, you can hit me up on Twitter. You can DM me about any questions or email me any questions at BrightsideHT, or email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. There's certain limitations to what I can and can't say, but so we'll leave it at that. but there will be more to come. There's so much to display. There's so much I can display that if I haven't impressed you with this, I'm sure the YouTube will impress even more. I did do it in my tour of my theater. I did a brief version of what the Zapedi is capable of, but I will be doing more. So that will do it for this week. Hope you guys aren't too disappointed that it wasn't a movie, but I can't stress enough how much I love the Zapedi. Check it out. Google it. Ask me questions. Talk to AV Rant. Send them questions. Send Rob questions about this because I heard last week's podcast and, you know, Tom doesn't like to say Zapedi. And I knew I was doing Zapedi this week, but Tom said, he's like, I'm never saying that name again. Wanna bet, buddy? Because I'm sending them your way. Send them to Rob and say, hey, give me the tech specs on the Zapedi compared to the Plex. Because DJ doesn't know that, but he loves it. And I want to know. Tom will be so mad at me. I love it. Love it. Send it over to him. Ask the HT guys, too. I know they're all about home automation, and this really should be right up their alley with the home automation because it really seems to automate the job you got to do by putting the disc in the tray, right? So ask them too. Alrighty, that'll do it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Andrew for the Iron Man. Thank you to Gurinder for the T2 digital code. Send in your promotions of Brightside Home Theater and I'll enter you in the digital code sweepstakes, the Gurinder digital code sweepstakes. Our first entry, Steve George, for fantastic unsolicited review. Really appreciate that. And till next week, everybody have fun and go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.